Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
What is it, Nicole?
It's just that I accept people of all different types and sizes and like backgrounds, and it's just so hard, and I want everyone to get along, and I don't know why everyone's so angry. I'm so unhappy that my husband, that Mahmoud, is upset by something that I told Gabe to say earlier.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
What crocodile tears this bitch has.
That is crocodile tears.
I was in awe of how she played this segment.
I mean, she's a master. And also, I think, well, they're at the top anyway, but where someone like Bilal doesn't believe their own bullshit, she believes it.
She's so into it.
She's so convinced.
It.
She literally thinks that she's adoringly in love with him.
Yes, but the whole what she needs is to be the victim. What she needs is to be the victim on that stage, to be the victim on television.
That.
No, I think she does need to be. She does know.
I don't think
she
sees
that.
It consciously. I think maybe a subconscious, but I don't know if she's. It's just weird because she feels like they're all. This woman needs a psychoval. Like I need to know what's making this. Tick.
How do you not see it when she says, "Could you tell him that on the show?"
No. I see it, but I don't. I see it. I don't think she sees it. I think she would tell you that none of her, you know, you know, a narcissist doesn't tell you that they're out for them. Not, she's not that. But that doesn't tell you that they're out for themselves. They're just doing what's right or whatever their meaning is. I'm saying that she's so, I don't think she's consciously aware of I need to be the victim. I think it's like such a pattern in her life.
Yeah.
She doesn't even, and part of her personality, she doesn't even know she does it.
Oh, that may be true.
That's what I meant.
I don't even think it matters.
I think only reason it matters is because it's so when you see it in this episode with her getting kind of flip-flopping, it's so fucking deep. It's never going to be resolved in this lifetime.
And she's the most manipulative, one of the most manipulative people I've seen on this show.
She looked gorgeous, though.
She did.
She's a beautiful choir.
This is Toe.
Tell all part two.
Part one of the tell-all part two, I should say.
It's true.
Part A
Y'all, I've got a special announcement.
Why aren't I privy to any of these?
You know about this. I told you. I just wanted to say it on our show. I'm going to announce it several times. Y'all.
This isn't something about some Marvel movie, right?
No, okay. But I can do that corner if I want no. to. It's my show too,
no,
Poodle.
I'm just saying.
I could talk about Guardians of the Galaxy
when you're breaking,
and how Rocket is a metaphor for our inner child, when but you're, I'm not.
When you're breaking news, I don't expect it to be something not related to our show
that's
or reality
true. No,
television.
No, this is related.
So that's what
this
I'm talking about.
This is breaking news, y'all.
I am fine with your corners.
Yeah.
I just don't want you just randomly saying, Freaky Friday is out. And I went, what the fuck? Who cares?
Now, this is something that's actually... Yeah.
Okay, that I approve
okay.
of.
This is my news. My cousin Leah is playing at Dallas Pride, y'all.
I hate you. Give
no,
me your phone.
This is my family. So it's break. So it's party now. I always talk about my...
This is ridiculous.
Y'all, my cousin Leah...
I want... You know what? I want a percentage of that box office.
But Dallas Pride, 40 years, and she's playing Saturday, June 3rd. It's going to start... It's 11 to 9. It's
I'm
going to
close the windows.
The Etheridge Experience. She does a great Melissa Etheridge, y'all. Wow. She does a great one. So go check her out. She'll be there with her girlfriend, Natalie, and then her French bulldog that she named after her dad, which is my Uncle Leonard. Her dad is my Uncle Leonard, so she named the dog Leonard. My Aunt Cheryl's very pissed about it. Who names a dog Leonard? Who names a dog Leonard and their own father? And my cousin Leah said, well, I said if I had kids, I'd name my son Leonard, and I don't want to have a kid, so I named my dog. And my Aunt
We Cheryl, need to move on. I don't care what your Aunt Cheryl said.
She just said, this is a bunch of bullshit. Anyway, Dallas Pride, y'all, go see her. I'm proud for her.
I want a percentage of that box. If she sells more tickets, I want 10%.
You know what? You've taken what all you've needed to from Dallas.
Fair.
Let Dallas have it. Poodle, what are our other announcements going on? Well, you were supposed to be ready.
That I don't know.
Y'all,
if that is not a pertinent. That is a personal announcement.
I talked about my family and Aunt Cheryl.
And I think announcements could be handled most pertinent to least
I didn't want
pertinent.
To forget. Also, we don't want to forget, y'all, our Bi-Curious of Indian Matchmaking has dropped.
It has dropped.
Yes, be sure to take a listen.
Like my defenses on Leather Night.
They're same.
Yes.
Same. Yeah, you don't want to hold up defenses on Leather Night, y'all. Let it go.
Big news. We've been talking about it for so not really big news. Ultimatum Queer Love is coming out. Actually, I should say this. Selling Sunset is now dropped.
Selling Sunset season 6 has dropped.
Every single episode, you can experience
Nicole.
The twitchy, the possibly on mushrooms Nicole for the first time.
Something. She's on something. We don't know.
And we hear the immortal phrase, you are not a crack whore. Sorry, crackhead.
Crackhead.
You are not a crackhead. You are not a crackhead.
Not a crackhead. It's a
from Mary.
It's a wonderful season.
It is.
It's great. Did you watch the last episode?
I have not yet.
Oh, it's great. Great, great, great. Highly recommend. So, yes, Netflix is just raw dogging us this month.
Also, Ultimatum Queer Love is coming on. It's dropping May 24th. All our episodes will...
Okay.
It's the loudest. That is the loudest.
Someone was turning on their shower.
It's her upstairs.
Yeah.
I feel like she uses a crank.
Well, usually you tense up when you hear like a screeching of a wrench because you know that your daddy's tightening something.
That's true.
And you're about
means
to feel
the buck
a little
machine
bit
of, is going to
go a little bit harder and faster, which you want, but you're scared of.
That little mixture of fear and pleasure is what we're going for.
That torque will get you.
So, Ultimatum Queer Love coming. What the fuck? It is coming the 24th, and all our episodes will drop by, I believe, midnight on the 25th. We gotta do that fast.
Yeah, right. I know.
It's scheduled. This
yeah,
week.
We're scheduled. But you watch.
But
no,
I should say
already.
All our episodes. I believe episodes 1 through 4 will drop. So not all of our episodes.
You watched an episode though.
I have.
I have not. You enjoyed it though, right? Or well,
it is said, messy as fuck.
You said bonkers.
I don't really know if I enjoy it yet.
Okay.
I don't love the ultimatum. I watch it because it is full cringe.
We did not love the first season. I will say, if this season is not good, I don't know if we'll do it again. It better deliver.
I wish we could do people in their 30s. Maybe they're worried about going. No one knows who they want to be with when you're in your early 20s.
No.
You need like 11 broken relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Between then I'm not speaking from experience or anything.
I'm excited for the Golden Bachelor. Actually, I think that'll be good.
When that was announced recently,
it's coming out in the fall.
Mm-hmm. Who is it? Do we know who
it is? We don't know who yet. I love it though.
I can't wait because we think that women in their late 20s who want to get married. Imagine women in their mid 40s and late 40s.
They're going to get women who are like, want to get married. Some of the women are going to be like, I still want kids. Some don't. We're going to get a lot. Yeah, it's going to be like me, Christy. They're going to be
me, Christy.
She'll probably be on that show.
Oh, I hated her.
She'll probably be on it.
Ugh.
Anyway. I was trying
to forget about Christy.
It looks
Katzman.
Good. I was talking to my friend Kara from Portland about it on Portland Afternoon Live. She's excited.
So, Queer Love, big news. Big news. This is big news. Love is Blind season 5 fully announced for September. We knew it was greenlit, but almost certainly the two cities, I think it's Charlotte.
Okay.
I think they've been filming in Minneapolis as well.
Oh.
Those were our two cities. So we're either going to get Minnesota accents
Minnesota.
Or Southern.
Well, and we'll get some. Minneapolis is more of an international city, so it could be interesting.
But we're definitely
Oh, there's
going
to be some
few.
Minnesota, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to.
So, I think that's about it. So Indian matchmaking has dropped.
Yeah, I said that.
I think that's it. I know.
Yeah, we're good.
And that's about it.
Put down your phone, you slut. Let's go. It's time to get fucked by Matt Sharp.
That's just the way
Bend over and take
that's
it.
That's the way we're going to start every show. Put down your phone, you slut, and
you
let's go.
Let's go. That's what Matt Sharp
says.
Sometimes
it's pick up your phone, you slut, and go on Grindr.
That's true.
Oh, y'all, when last we left our intrepid idiots...
Are we recording? Okay.
Miss Mood was flicking his licorice wrist.
Miss Mood was in a mood.
And she tore off her microphone, did a death drop, and sashayed away into the Interior Illusions Lounge.
She did. Ooh, yeah. She, I just watched the first episode of All Stars last night, too. So
yeah,
I'm with
she was
you.
Having a cigarette.
Oh, God.
Screaming at Detox.
Oh, yes. The drag queen?
Yes.
Oh, okay. God, I love Detox. I like this group of queens. It's a good.
I wrote down this episode of Untucked is going to be lit. And Untucked is when she's talking to him in a dark room.
Yes, I just want to see Mahmood just sucking on a straw, just holding the straw.
This mood. So, y'all, she goes to check on him, and the crocodile tears are flowing. This is the thing. It could be said that her delusion is so great that maybe for her, those are real tears.
I'm going to say yes. I believe that.
It doesn't even matter, however, because it's how it affects everyone around her. She is a tornado that is taking people in.
It's why I can't, though. I don't think that's why she doesn't trigger me as much as she triggers you. Because... I don't mean she can't help it, but she doesn't know it. Where someone like Danielle is keenly aware of everything she does and doesn't care.
For me, she knows her role as the blonde white woman who needs a savior, who needs to be protected from this primitive Muslim man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing and what I find really hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless if she knows she's doing it or not, she needs to be stopped from doing
it. I thought about that because you saw when Mahmood was freaking out and crying, saying, this makes my religion look bad. This makes my country, or what? And this makes me look bad. She's not thinking about that at all.
She's like, but honey, money, can you get back on the stage? We have more people to take a shot at you. I still think part of her needs to see the men that she's with. And they need to be disrespected in a public forum so she can be protected by other people on the stage. I think if he was on set, it would be very different. But she feels safe, and she feels like she's, in a weird way, she's out for blood. She needs him to be there.
That's why I need them to be on 90 Day Fiancé and for him to move over
I
here.
Will hate it.
Oh, I'll love it. I will love it because I don't think we know how tragic this relationship can go.
I agree. And then y'all,
just watching it burn.
Miserable bitch speaks up and goes, you know, I found this very triggering because I've had a lot of similar experiences with the ultimate, but more about me.
Or the husband that she just reduces to a giant penis. This tell all.
I will say, I thought she was going to get a better edit. I thought they might be giving her a redemption edit. I'm thankful that I don't know if that's going to be the case.
Look, I'm a dick pig. I love dick. I mean, yeah. I love it.
We're
love
aware.
It, love it, love it. I love a big girthy dick. Love
I
it. Love it.
Dick.
Love that dick. Slap it. I mean, love it. Love it. And this was too much dick talk. It made me uncomfortable how, and granted, they brought it up, but it was just, the fact that she played into it.
Yeah, it's the fetishizing.
I do think it's a responsible thing to, when you're a white person, and I can speak to this from experience. I've thought about it. It's part of when we talk about this, read whatever you fucking want to read, but talk about doing anti-racist work and shit like that. If you are a white person with a black man, you have to think about
who is in a relationship,
you have to think about things you say and do, because how that is going, how you also up against this historical thing, especially we have in America, of the sexualization and the virility of black men.
Yeah.
And the fact that she is so oblivious to that, yet she's so woke about everything else,
yeah,
to me tells me she probably is aware of it and doesn't fucking care. She's a miserable bitch.
I think that she's aware of it, but she thinks she's immune because she knows how she feels.
Yes.
So it's okay for her to talk like this, because in the next breath, she'll talk about how she needs to do the work, that everyone needs to do the work. Yeah. But she's like, I'm not a racist. I'm with a black man.
I'm not saying she's
racist. I'm not saying that either, but it is uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable. I think she could be a little more aware. But that said, he leans into it as well.
Yes.
So,
and he doesn't have the same experience as a black man in America.
In America, yeah.
So in a weird way, I'm not defending what you said. I'm not arguing what you said.
No, but it's a different context.
It's a different experience that he has as a dark-skinned man in the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different. So she might argue that. But
I know it's not the same as, because we're on our class list is Jay and Ashley.
It's Jamaica.
He's from Jamaica, which is different.
And Dominicans are different than what we would call Jamaican.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we noticed y'all on class list, we're watching the episode that fucking y'all, our $5 tiers, that show, that is the best season of 90 Day Fiancé, full stop.
So far, season 6 has
been. It's so good. But we just got to an episode where Jay was talking about, like, he's a black man and has to have the blood pumping. And I just felt so uncomfortable.
He has to have sex 3 times a day because he needs to get, so things don't get clogged up.
Maybe I'm putting him, which Jake said that.
I think also that he's 20 years old. Yeah. But he does talk about being a Jamaican man who, if he doesn't have sex enough,
maybe you're right, though. Maybe I'm putting the American in perspective on it. You've said you've gotten clogged up.
I do get clogged up.
But it's not the same, and I don't want to ask questions.
And that's when you call Roto-Rooter. But they're not, on the phone, on the Grindr app. That's their name, Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter!
Wow. Be there in 10, all forms of payment accepted. But no money.
Wow.
I'll earn the job, trust me. Moving on, we get to, it flashes, Cairo. And I believe this is old Cairo, not new Cairo,
because
there's no bathtub gin in sight.
No.
No flappers.
No.
No, no. Mm-mm. Spats.
Mm-mm.
So he's basically saying, so he's allowed to talk about my family and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? I think Mahmoud is completely right here that he's going on.
I agree.
I think it is, and we learn later on why Gabe leans into this, because he has a personal connection to it. To Islam.
Yeah, to Islam.
And Nicole's like, but honey, what's important is that you share your truth and come back so people can ridicule you. It is diabolical.
It is this way of like she, I think she does think
help them understand.
I think she thinks that they are like, she still believes it's called the Learning Channel instead of TLC. And she does think she's teaching people.
I think there's a part of her that needs him, that she needs to see it, unconsciously or what, she needs to see him humiliated on a world stage. I think that's part of love for her. That is the tit for tat with them.
She'll never see it. You could tell it to her in her face, and she would say, I don't know what you're talking about.
It is so pathological. So anyway, and it's not his business to decide what my kids are going to be, what religion. And that is true. You know, I'm glad that Sean brought that up to no one asked someone who's Christian if you're going to raise your kids Christian or if you're going
to
raise
your kids.
Yeah,
no one responded to it, but she asked.
And no one responded.
Yeah. It was a great question.
And anyway.
I'm giving Sean Robinson on this tell-all, by the way, nothing. I will say I appreciated that, and we'll get to it later, but Sean Robinson went in for answers on Rishi, and I was here for it.
She did.
And I was shocked.
I want to. When we get to that segment, it's probably going to be the next show because they're a little further in. I think that this whole the way marriage and engagement are spoken of in India is very different than Americans think, and I think Sean was perpetuating that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is easy to say we're going to get mad, but the idea that the mother or the uncle did not sign off on the marriage, that he would be able to get married, is unthinkable. Full stop.
I want to agree with you, but also you have very loose interpretations of the word marriage as well, just personally.
That's true. but I'm saying I think they weren't understanding this idea of I'm going to defy my family and get married. I don't think that happens very often in India.
Happen. No, I don't think so.
Almost never, I would say. So it's not that I don't think that's an option.
At this point, I just need to date someone from India for research with 90 Day Fiance.
Well, and that's why I thought they were oversimplifying it a little bit.
We'll get to it.
You brought it up.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I don't remember
bitch.
Bringing it.
I like it how when I get into something, you bring up something, and then I offer a point, and you scream, save it to me.
Well, you'll draw me in. It's a good point.
Anyway, so Nicole basically is, you know, I can't control what's coming out of the mouths of people on that set, except for what I planted earlier.
Yes. I need you to be here with me. Be strong. But Mahmoud says, which is true, I don't see you supporting me. And I agree with that.
She's like, oh, honey bunny. And, y'all, she continues to cry. And that's when she says, I just want people to be nice to each other.
Because he gets back on the camera and he, like, tells Gabe, like, shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Just shut your... He's like, no.
And then I wrote down... Now, and she is there on the stage, Mahmoud is back, and now I wrote down, she has effectively neutralized any negative comments that could come her way. And I went, you're brilliant.
Yeah.
Not, and I don't know if you do it intentionally, but you are an amazing emotional manipulator.
Yeah, she
is. For everyone on this stage. I was like... And you did it, so nothing else can come your way. No one's going to criticize you.
Probably, yeah, for the rest of the tell-all.
Yeah.
I will say
it
that...
It took my breath away, kind of.
I will say it... This is a quieter cast. Even, I think this bringing in Honestly, bringing in Veronica and Tim, I think, was a smart move for them on this part. Because we didn't get as much crosstalk as we did with the Happily Ever After.
I prefer that. And I know I'm a little alone in that.
Sometimes I like it. I just don't like it when there's a Mother Debbie who on it, but it just depends.
To me, this tell-all ship would have to be great.
I thought it was a good tell-all.
Yeah.
I liked it.
So later on, we're talking about, I just want everyone to understand each other. And Gabe, because she's crying, Gabe says, I'm sorry. My dad is Muslim. My stepmom is Muslim. And their kids, I'm worried about their kids. As coming from an American perspective, he does not want to see his, I guess, his stepsisters.
Well, an American and someone who's trans perspective. Yes. He probably is very concerned about how they would grow up feeling about him.
That's true, but also that's true. But I was trying to think about the way he sees women and how he doesn't want women to be kind of. I think part of it for him is what he sees in Islam, he thinks from an American perspective is limiting for women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So of course he's going to have those, and I would say the majority of Americans believe that.
But he put his own shit on them.
What?
Gabe put his own shit on Mahmoud and Nicole.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, like she's an adult.
She chose it. She knew.
38 years old.
Right.
Y'all forget that because she's had good work.
I forget that
young.
She's 38.
She's 38 years old.
Yeah. She chose it. She knew what she was doing.
She knows. She's not, she could have, she said she, now, physically, emotionally, she's 9.
And y'all, Debbie goes over there and hugs her in her pink, feathery
ensemble.
Yeah.
She said, we're not judges. It's going to be okay.
Some people want to judge you, but we're not going to be judges. And then Sean said, well, I think it's time. I think they could use a break. So let's move on to Gabe and Isabel.
And yeah,
you know, I think that's a good time for us to pause. When we come back, y'all, before we get into Gabe and Isabel, I'm going to do a little recap on Vanderpump Rules, the finale that just happened.
Oh, okay.
We're recording this on Wednesday, and it just happened.
With that Ralph.
Sorry,
guy.
We're recording this on Thursday, so it just happened last night.
Was it Ralph and Ashley and Miranda?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Their names. Who's the three people?
What? You mean, Tom, Ariana, and Raquel.
Close.
Or Sandoval. We'll be back in a minute.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Voluma XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Clacker!
I just took a couple of notes. So the Vanderpump Rules finale, the official finale, was last night. If you don't know about Scandoval, you're this one. Yep. And you're
I really
thought
one of them's name was Miranda.
You're still running through your head his show choir routine.
Yeah,
from 25 years ago.
Hot, hot, hot.
Yes.
Hot, hot, hot.
But this was the final confrontation of the uncovered cheating. Sorry,
cheating.
From between on that Tom cheated on Ariana with Raquel. I don't know how much more I can add to this. People who cover this show a lot better, more than we do, know a lot more of the backstory. My opinion for this, though, is I'm going to look back on this and say this was an incredibly compelling hour of reality television because the stakes
were
so...
It was only an hour?
Yeah.
Wow.
The stakes were so fucking high. These are people who've been together for 10 years.
I mean,
they're servers. They grew up. If you've ever served, your serving family becomes your friends. That's your life.
But also, too, it's dramatic. I texted Ben and Ronnie. I texted him about something else. And I was like, I'll talk to y'all later. I know today's your Super Bowl. Because this is like such a big thing.
It's huge.
And I feel like even it's sending like everyone in the Bravoverse, like all the housewives, they're all talking about it, taking sides. Like,
yeah. I don't. The only thing I can add to this by saying is, this was like a play. It was like a fucking like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf at the end, but with a woman, Ariana, who wanted to be very clear with what she said, and a man baby who could not even really say sorry, and who basically said, well, I thought you would come after me. And also, I kind of get the vibe that you didn't want me to tell you. It was incredible. It was absolutely incredible to see this ridiculous band baby behave this way.
I would say most men who are caught cheating behave that way. Like,
wow.
Man babies. No, I
wow.
think that happens a lot.
Some experience.
But in friends too of the... There's very few. There's very few that actually say, yeah, I did it, and they own
yeah.
it. But a lot of people make up these stupid excuses or try to...
He didn't give a ton of excuses, though. He basically kind of put it on her.
Yeah.
And y'all... So he's like, I'm sorry, I just kind of felt like I lost my mojo. And she's like, so fuck my friend, get your mojo back? That's how you did it? Just unemotional. And then she just went, the last few months... You were fucking my friend. Don't fucking talk to me about your deep connection. And then she said, and he said, are you going to kiss and hug and talk about your deep connection maybe tomorrow when you're seeing me? He's like, I don't know. And she's like, why couldn't you just say no? It's incredible. Okay. But the greatest thing that she said near the end, I regret every moment I've ever stood up for you, which she has a lot. You are worth nothing, and I want you to feel that deep in your soul. I regret ever loving you.
Hmm.
And then later on, she talks about Raquel. She says, "You need someone to gas you up. This woman is not going to do that. She is looking for her identity in having sex with men like you, which is totally true.
How did Raquel respond?
She was barely in the episode at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't they have her? She's the one that was fucketing.
They, what do you want this to be? WrestleMania?
Well, they're having the three people that had an affair, and they're all three on the show, right?
She does say later on.
Isn't that, Raquel a cast member on the show?
Yes. Later on, I think she's going to have more to say on the reunion, obviously, which they've already filmed. And I think it's in three parts.
Oh, so this wasn't the reunion. This was the last episode.
The last, yeah.
I am sorry. I thought this was
no.
Reunion.
This is real. And there were no sound effects. There were no, like, weird music. It was just they let it play out. That's why it felt like a play to me.
Oh, wow.
It felt like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Oh, okay.
And at one point, Katie is talking to Schwartz, and Schwartz said he knew, Tom Schwartz said he knew about it because they're BFFs. They're basically trying to fuck each other for years, Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval. They own Schwartz and Sandy's together. So
that's
like
they make
I'm
shoes?
Speaking Esperanto.
They make shoes?
You live in Los Angeles.
Schwartz and Sandy's? Never heard
of it.
It's a bar. Oh. Straight bar?
Yes, but well, kind of gay.
Oh.
So at one point, Katie, who used to date Schwartz forever, says, why don't you get on the right side of everything and shock everyone and tell the truth for a change? Just brutal. Like, the women were slaying these men, which has always been the way.
Oh, yeah.
And
this is the way.
I think what I'm left with is, yes, Raquel needs to go away. She has mental problems. No, anyone who does this and can talk to Ariana straight to her face and say, you know, are you and Tom still, like, do you still have chemistry? That was in last week's episode where she asked, do you think, and she was already having an affair with
wow.
I went like this the whole time. But obviously she has problems. She needs to get help for them. She was not alone in this. He cheated. Tom did this. So did Raquel.
Mm-hmm.
People are more likely willing to just call Raquel out and talk about her as being the horrible person. Tom Sandoval is a complete piece of shit.
I don't see anyone defending him.
I blame Tom for more of this than Raquel. Although Raquel was Ariana's friend. So
yeah,
it's
a sad situation.
But I couldn't look away.
No, riveting, but it's terribly sad.
It was.
Her.
This is the definition of riveting.
Yeah.
It really is. Anyway, that is my Vanderpump Rules segment. The reunions are going to be next time, y'all. I will be watching them with popcorn and
you
probably some
poppers. Popcorns and poppers.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love that?
I was going to say Percocet, but either way.
All your peas.
Yeah.
Popcorn, P3. Oh, Tommy's freaking out.
Why is Tommy flipping out?
If y'all are into again, we're not going to start covering any of these shows. If you want to listen to this show and get, we think one of the best recaps. Listen to Ben and Ronnie at Watch What Crappens.
Yeah,
they're great.
Cara Berry from Everybody's Business, yes. But mine does it.
She's done a lot of it. Yeah,
Ryan Bailey.
Ryan Bailey's all in it.
Yeah.
So three great.
So bad it's good with Ryan Bailey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost every Bravo podcast will be talking about this. I just wanted, because I got tons and tons of DMs about people wanting to know what I thought. So I was going to do my 5 minutes.
What did they think you were going to, like, what? I mean, I think
people look to me as a thought leader.
I don't know about that. But what if your thoughts were, you know, who could blame Tom? What if those were your thoughts? Like, she's boring.
It's all Ariana's fault. Can you imagine?
Be careful what you ask for, sissies.
I will never not blame the man for cheating, always.
Because
the straight man's always to blame.
We love our straight sissies.
Let's get back into Gabe and Isabel. Something more happy.
Okay. All right.
How's the bulge business, Gabe?
Well, he says he has a lot of straight men, and of course Danielle Meade's like, "What men wanting bigger?" I'm confused.
I'm not into that.
Gabe's like, "They're all not like you, Danielle."
She's like, "I guess I'm spoiled," because, and then she went clunk with her arm.
Basically, yes. So good for them. They have a big conversation, and Jen's like, I don't care. We stuff our bras. Why not? And of course, Danielle says, that's not for me. I need you to be secure, but I guess I'm spoiled.
I'm spoiled. And this is interesting. They bring out Trey.
With that stupid hat.
And you can just tell they don't have a lot to say because they have to bring out Trey.
They don't have a lot of problems.
I guess we're going to, next week, they're going to bring out Monica. Yeah. I'm sure they are.
Then we're going to have problems because Monica is horrible. She actually offends me more than anyone on this whole season.
Well,
she triggers the fuck
made,
out of me.
She made a show about her. She made their happiness her. About her.
I will say this.
I just think she's a clout chaser. I don't even, yeah.
I got to say, I'm on Team Isabel about this.
About what?
I think when you get married to someone.
Oh, okay.
And I think you're married to that person, that I don't think your husband needs to be going out with his single male friend to bars and clubs to go dancing. I do not think they need to go do that. I feel like if it's a special occasion or something, but like on the reg, like
what I don't support is Isabel saying you can only hang out with Trey at our house.
I don't support that. Yeah. No, I think it's too extreme. But what she was talking about, I do think there's this, you might trust the person you're with, but you can't trust the other people around them.
Well, I agree with you. And if you're going to, if you're going to a club when you're married with your single friends, why? And maybe you're there to dance, but it seems like Isabel should be there.
Then go together as a couple. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of understand. Maybe clubs aren't her thing. But what I would prefer, I think, I will say this. If I was married to someone and
definitely would be a he for you, yeah.
He was going out with someone who I knew was always kind of was seeing a lot of different people and going into bars where people were hooking up, I would probably say, I would allow them to do it to think that I trusted them, to think, oh, wow, what a trusting partner. But I would be worried about it.
Would you let your husband go out dancing with single you?
No.
Yeah.
Ooh. Absolutely not.
Yeah, so I don't.
Although I would say things like, here, hold on to my wallet. Don't go anywhere. And make sure you and take care of me when I'm drunk. So maybe.
Yeah, she's extreme about it, but
I don't love what Isabel says is, well, someone like Trey, if you have all these opportunities all the time to cheat, you might fail. I wonder if Gabe has confessed that in previous relationships he's had issues with infidelity.
I don't know.
Whether him or maybe Isabel has. And Isabel refuses to say that with Trey.
I don't know. Maybe she can kind of get or gather the fact because she's so fucking smart and emotionally aware. You know, I think Gabe does like the attention because he, which I think that happens to a lot of, not a lot, but I have some trans friends that especially after they have transitioned and right. they are themselves. It feels so good to have that attention.
You got your mojo.
And like Trey, because they felt literally like they hated them, hated their body. And as Trey said, y'all, Gabe's a good-looking guy. He's got pull.
Yeah. He said, and Debbie's like, remember, players attract playettes.
Who are the playettes? I feel like, was that
60s girl group.
What was their top? What was,
Jenny and the playettes.
Well, Jenny, what was their top song, Poodle?
Don't you go out and get your dick wet.
Can you sing that for
us? Sure.
Doo-wop, doo-wop, da-da-da-da-da. Don't you go out when I'm waiting alone.
You gotta change the chord progressions. I can't do everything. Don't, I am waiting to love. Doo-wop, doo-wop. Doo-wop, doo-wop. You got to change key. I can't do everything. Go. If you're going to tell me to sing it. Don't you go out doo-wop, when doo-wop. I am waiting alone.
Doo-wop, doo-wop.
Thank you. Thank
well,
you
weren't really on the center of the
You're
chord.
You're going to go drinking doo-wop. While I'm sitting at home.
Doo-wop, doo-wop.
Dun,
doo-wop,
dun. Doo-wop. Why can't you find the rhythm? I'm giving you a snap. Good thing I handle the most of the music things. So remember, don't you come home after you got your dick wet. That's by Jenny and the Playettes.
Jenny and the Playettes.
Do-wa. Wow. I think we need to leave things there. Thanks for coming, Trey. And then the other shade here that Sean Robinson says, and good luck finding your soulmate.
You could. That was shade.
That was shade from the shade tree.
That was her saying, "You she dumb plucked, bitch."
She plucked that shade and threw it at someone. And Tim's like, well, I don't want to like give you like stereotype Colombian women, but they are very, very jealous.
Very, very, very jealous. That's a good Tim.
I don't think they have any problems. I hope Gabe will tend to grow and not be so. I think Gabe is strangely for a person who was judged a lot. He's a very judgmental person.
That happens, though.
Yeah.
That really happens. I almost kind of think that's usually always the way it is.
Yeah. I think he's also got a, even though it's someone who had to go through a lot, I think he's got a pretty thin skin.
Yeah.
I
think all those usually almost, I would almost say 100% of the time, judgmental people have been judged
a lot
and are very... And I don't want to say sensitive because that's a good word, actually. And just have a very thin skin.
Right. So I wish them the best. No, I actually do. I wish them the best.
I still really like both of them. I he did talk a lot, but
he got better as the tell-all went on.
I also wonder because not that we talk to or know anybody, you know, on these shows. But I might have heard that this cast was incredibly quiet about other cast members.
What does that mean?
That they weren't talking a lot about other cast members in the show. So I wonder if producers probably were, anybody who had anything to say, they were trying to get Gabe to talk to.
Oh, I honestly.
That's why they brought on the menagerie of. That's why suddenly now Randy and Meyer are now suddenly
the
stars
wicked
of the
sisters. They could do pillow talk.
They will.
Those horrible messes.
I love them, and I'll tell them why. But I think
talking about Jen and Rishi.
Oh,
we'll do like 5 minutes on them, or maybe you want to do them on the next show.
Yeah, let's just, you know what? It's fine. We'll just do it on the next show.
Anything? We'll do it live.
We've got 5 minutes. Anything you want to talk about? Ooh, let's have a new segment called What's Going On, Poots?
This is dumb.
What's going on with you, Poots?
I don't want to talk about me. We're ending the show.
That sounded just like your mother. Can you imagine? It said,
no, don't talk about me.
How you doing, Mother Poodle? You want to talk about yourself?
I don't have anything to say.
And then she would then start complaining about all the things she wouldn't want to say anything about, but in turn, just start throwing your father under the bus.
Yeah. Oh, Father Poodle's been bothering me all day.
I haven't had time to even think of what I'd say.
I do say, I had a sissy, the Narcissus Squad saying, I am so excited today. I am substitute teaching at Pickens High School.
Oh, wow. But you didn't go there, right?
I did go there.
Oh, I thought you went to the art school.
I did later on.
Oh.
But it's where I went. But she is going to be at my alma mater today.
I thought of you because she's like, I drove by cow fields and prairies, and I went.
And lots of churches.
And I thought, it is a, and I mean this in all seriousness, it's a miracle of the universe that you and I are alive and made it out.
That is, and we got out.
That is the damn truth.
And that's what I wish for everyone listening who found us. First of all, if you're a kid who's younger than 18, I don't know if you should be listening
to our show.
But I will say, if you're
we're just kidding about all that sex talk. We really don't do that.
Yeah. If you're listening and you've got a kid who's that age and you're in an area where you're thinking, I'm a little worried about them. Keep talking to them about it. Open communication. They might be embarrassed at first, but keep pressing them, because if your kid is finally, if you make it okay for your kid to talk about things like that, because I couldn't talk about stuff like that with my parents.
No, and it's great. I found great ways of like, hey, did you see this movie? I really love this movie, and you talk about, or I really love this show called We're Here. Have you seen that? Sometimes those can be great ways of
I thought you were saying you found that with your mother.
No, no. I don't know. I should watch that with my mother. All right.
But no, not when you were growing up. No. Nothing, yeah.
Well, the Annette Funicello story, that was close. I watched that with my mother and Carol Burnett. Well, wow. Okay, since we do have time, I'm going to give you the opportunity, if you want, especially for our intimate portraiters. So this is just for the people in the video tier. Do you want to show them your sunburn that you've been talking about obsessively?
Oh, it's just right here. It's still not bad. Not bad. Look, it's right there. And a little bit on my...
You didn't show your nipple. I'm happy about it. Thank you.
Am I here? But,
All right.
It's better. It's much
don't
better.
Say I'm not body positive. I allowed you to show yourself.
Yeah, but I don't show it more when it's not the most alabaster and ivory.
Then don't try to get a base tan.
15 minutes I was outside, y'all.
Idiot. All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yeah. And if you want to go out,
do-wop,
can have a good time.
Do-wop.
Just don't come home after you got your dick wet. Do-wop.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.